Hello, it's Thursday, June the 10th, my son's birthday, as it happens, and we're in chapter 33 of Isaiah. I don't know what you make of these chapters in Isaiah, this first half, as it were, of Isaiah. They're dealing with international politics, they're dealing with things that are contemporary to Isaiah, and they're dealing with things that are in Isaiah's future. And of course, ultimately, the entire book is about the promise of the coming king, the seed of David, who will bring with him a new kingdom. Chapter 33 is a beautiful chapter with scenes of rivers and calm waters, sin. Has been paid for, and new vistas open up, and you enter its gates with bringing with you the harvest that you have reaped. And there's an expectation once again of the coming holy city coming down from heaven. A picture that's taken by John in Revelation 21. God, in the fullness of his divine nature, is fully satisfied. Look at verse 20. We're in chapter 33, verse 22. For the Lord is our judge, the Lord is our lawgiver, the Lord is our king. He will save us. And he saves us as a judge. He acquits us. He saves us as a lawgiver, because all the demands, all the claims of the law are met. They're met, of course, in Christ. And as a king, he opens the gates of the city and lets us in. And no inhabitant, verse 24, no inhabitant will say, I am sick. The people who dwell there will be forgiven their iniquity. And there's the gospel right there in the closing verse of chapter 33 of Isaiah. It's a picture, of course, that's taken up by John in the Apocalypse, in the book of Revelation, that the inhabitants of the new Jerusalem, there will be no sickness, and their sins and their iniquities are wholly forgiven. It's a visionary glimpse of the beauty and glory of the new Jerusalem that is to come. And this was 700 years before the birth of Christ. God has a plan, and he will keep it. See you next Monday. There will be no Fun Facts Friday tomorrow. We'll be back in August with the Friday segments. But I'll see you again next Monday.